Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe. And we're going to talk about Rampage, April 12th, 2024, Excalibur, Jericho, and Tony on commentary. It is a solid show for what it was. You know, a lot of things happen, but the soundbite you're going to hear at the end of this show is not even from Rampage. It's from another story, and we'll cover it here soon. We start the show off with Orange Cassidy versus Alex Reynolds, and with John Silver on the outside, trying to help as much as he can for Alex to get the win over Orange. But, of course, Orange Cassidy's going to get the win. He's mad. He's angry. And after the match, Renee comes up to Orange and says, hey, I want to know what's going on with you. Like, how do you feel about all this Trent stuff? Before I can really say anything, Trent comes out. And I was like, oh, this is emotional, man. Like, I was taken aback when Trent attacked Orange. And here comes Chuck, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Is Chuck going to attack Orange? And they did this really great thing where Chuck's, like, right behind Orange Cassidy. And I was like, oh, and then he just walks past Orange to, like, tell Trent, like, hey, back off. Then Chuck walks back and looks at Orange, and he just gets out of the ring. Because he can't choose who, you know, whose side he wants to be on, because this is the best friends. You know, so I really enjoyed the match. I really enjoyed that moment. Alex is backstage with Anna Jay and Azumi. I hope I got the name right. Like, this is the thing about AEW that drives me crazy. Like, I understand I should know everybody and all names at once. I understand that, especially covering this for so fucking long. But at least throw their name cards up there while they're talking. You know, it helps. Especially to an audience that really does, that just a casual wrestling person or just a casual person flipping through TV is like, oh, I want to see what this is. Who are these two? They never put their name cards up. Even Alex, like, you know, even the announcers on WWE, they at least be like, hey, these people got names. They're not just people with mics holding it to wrestlers, you know. But Anna Jay deserves something. She's talking shit about Tony and says, you know, and Mariah May and the kissing and all this stuff going on. She says, hey, I'm here for professional wrestling, and I'm not here to play around. So then we got these two. I believe they're going to team up. Julia Hart, best entrance in the business for the women's division. Like, I love her entrance, man. I was thinking, like, if she did jump ship, I think Triple H could do something really cool with her. Versus Layla Hirsch. Of course, Julia gets the win. You know, building up the W's because she's going to face Willow Nightingale at Dynasty. Don Callis family promo. A Don Callis family promo that I actually enjoyed. Because he goes, I want you to go old school. He's with Fletcher and Hobbs because they're going to face Blackpool Combat Club on Collision. He's like, I want you to go old school. I want you to rip eyes out. I want you to die, you know. And Kyle's just like, okay, man, Don, I'll do that. He even chops Hobbs. And I laugh so hard because Hobbs didn't. No sell that shit. He no sell that shit. It was fucking funny, man. I was like, oh, all right. Well, we'll see how this goes. Zack Knight versus Angelo Parker. And of course, Zack beats down Parker before the match. But we're rooting for Angelo because I've been very, 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 very invested into this feud with Saraya and Harley. But no Ruby. Because Ruby has said, she's like, I'm not going to be there to see what happens. And of course, Zack Knight got the win, but busted up Angelo Parker. Saraya and Harley, Zack all over the corpse of Angelo Parker. And I hope Angelo gets Ruby back and they take on Zack and Saraya in a mixed tag team match. Because I'm rooting for Angelo and I'm rooting for Ruby. I want them to take down the Knights. That'd be an awesome name. But I kind of find it funny, too. Kind of found it funny, too, if I can talk, that Zack, as soon as he got the win, Saraya's music hit. So hopefully he gets his own music. Alex is backstage with Kyle O'Reilly and Rocky Romero. And Rocky says, hey, I'm going to challenge Roderick Strong in an eliminator match. And if I win that, I'm going to go on and face him again and win the international championship. You know, because Kyle's like, hey, I would love to tear it up with you. You know, in the ring and everything like that. But Rocky says, well, I got to take care of business first. And Kyle, and he tells Kyle, like, hey, if I do win that championship, and when I win that championship, you get an opportunity. Kyle's like, let's go then. But here comes Roderick. Here comes the Undisputed Kingdom. They're like, Kyle, what's going on, man? Like, you want a shot at this championship? Is that what you want? Are you going to blindside me like that? Like, us being friends? And Kyle's like, no, man. Like, you know, I would love to, while we're talking about it, get a chance at that championship. And Roderick said, no, not this championship. You can go be a champion. You can go be a champion all you want, but that's going to be without me by your side. And they walk off, and I'm like, ooh, the drama unfolds. Jay White versus Matt Sydal. Awesome match. Jay White got the win. And that's the way we end the show. Like, it was nice. It was a nice, fun show. I honestly would say this is my first time in a while. I give the show a 5 out of 5 because I enjoyed everything going on. This was a nice dose of pro wrestling at its finest. And I am an AEW fan. Am I as hardcore? No, but I'm here to enjoy pro wrestling as it is. And me and the wife were going about it because she's been watching a lot of wrestling lately. And I've told her, like, hey, I tune into AEW because the indie kid in me loves that shit so much. And that's why I'm there. That's the fans that I feel Tony's been, like, you know, catering to. And I'm all for it. And sometimes, you know, I go to, I go to WWE because I want the cinematic professional wrestling side of things. La cinema. And then I go to AEW to be like, oh man, this match is fucking awesome. And then, you know, that's the difference between both companies. But I do love both very, very much, near and dear to my heart. So when I see shit like this, what I'm going to talk about next, good old Jack Perry, and I told you that soundbite at the starting of the show, it's from Windy City Riot, the New Japan Pro Wrestling show, New Japan Strong, whatever you want to call it, actually a filled arena. I don't know if that arena is smaller than what AEW usually does. I think it is, but it looked pretty full to me. And I was like, well, New Japan's filling those seats. But, okay, here we go. Breaking it down. If you're going to try to find it, you gotta look anywhere and everywhere. I finally found a few things here and there. Look on TikTok, YouTube, but on X, New Japan is taking that down, copyright and everything from the actual show itself. And the show is Windy City Riot in Chicago. Okay. Jack Perry comes out and he is rocking. He's rocking the Chicago flag on his back. We got in from a few angles I've gotten off from this show, a few fuck CM Punk chants, you know, not a lot, but they're noticeable in some footage I've seen. And he goes and he stands in the middle of the ring with to his back to the crowd with that Chicago flag, drops the flag, and on his jacket it says, "Cry me a river." Okay. All this stuff going on this week, you know, with the footage being released and everything like that, people, like, I will say on the stance of that footage, I will say 80% with Punk, 20% with on the other side of, like, oh, Jack Perry, he didn't seem aggressive and whatnot. Jack Perry, he just has that douche mentality that I feel like he has that calm douche mentality. So what he was saying to Punk was probably so like, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Nothing, because I'm Jack Perry, you know, Jungle Boy. What are you going to do about it, Punk? I'm going to do what I want. Cry me a river. That's who I am. So, like, you know, that very stone face. And, of course, Punk got aggressive. But he also said, I told Tony, I will handle this if you don't handle this in a way that you will not like. And Punk is an old school mentality dude. And, yes, he's from the Ring of Honor era. And Samoa Joe's probably the same way. Like, back in those days, if there's a problem, it needs to be handled by management or the booker or anything like that. If not, you know, the wrestler, the talent will be like, all right, well, I'll handle it. And you ain't going to like how I handle it, but I did warn you to handle it. So all the stuff going on and the footage being taken down because of copyright. But Jack Perry is making waves on the internet with this jacket, with this thing. I don't even know how the match was he did. But it's Windy City Riot, and I'm going to go check out the match itself, check out the show. But yeah, there we go. Because my wife's like, did you see the things on Rampage? I was like, oh, what? Anything juicy? She goes, Jack Perry came back. I was like, she goes, I didn't watch the show, but Jack Perry came back. I was like, huh. So I watched the entire Rampage. I was like, where's Jack Perry? Then I went and did my research, and I was like, oh. And I went deep, and I found the footage from all types of camera angles, even the main camera angle that got taken down because of copyright and everything. But yeah, so my thoughts on Jack Perry doing this, good for him. Yeah, I'm saying that, good for him. He is taking this, he's making a name for himself. That's what he's doing. I understand that it's on Punk's expense and using Punk as a stepping stone, but with him being on the indies, you know, not, yeah, he's still under contract with AEW, even though he ripped it up, did the whole thing, you know, and Tony won't talk to him, and Tony's mad at him because he cost them CM Punk, and there was a moment where he was going to bring back Jack Perry, and then, of course, the infamous Survivor Series return of CM Punk, and Tony's like, oh, fuck that, fuck you, Jack, you cost me CM Punk. So there's still a little bit of animosity there, and Tony is not a boss. He's not handling it the way he should handle it. But he probably's like, you know, if you want to get in my good graces, you could wear this jacket. Or I don't even know if it came from him. It probably didn't, because I don't think Tony's that creative. But Jack is taking the ball and trying something, and we'll see how where it goes. You know, and this is catering to those hardcore indie fans like myself. And this felt like an indie type of thing that would happen when you go to an indie pro wrestling show. You know, it's like, ooh, look at this little drama. He's talking about it, especially with it being a New Japan show. So, you know, we got to cause some drama, but I said, good for Jack Perry for like being like, you know, fuck it, I'm going to run with this. Cry Me a River. And that crowd, that's what you're going to hear on the soundbite. Oh, Cry Me a River. Oh, Cry Me a River. So will that transfer over to AEW television? That what Jack has in his hands as of this moment, will that transfer over to the bigger audience? We shall see. We shall see where that goes. So that's it. That's all. Rampage, you get a 5 out of 5. And this Jack Perry thing, I'm very interested to see where we go with this, you know. So we'll see what happens. All right, y'all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Just leaning in to this whole scapegoat persona.